All right. Hey, fam. It is Phoenix Kalita in the wine cellar doing the damn thing. So folks had asked me to bring back the international news, so I'm going to fucking do that. I'm not going to play a show opener or a trigger warning because this is just going to be a short show, maybe like 10, 15 minutes and probably tagged into a longer segment. But if this does happen to be a standalone, please remember this is the wine cellar. We talk about, you know, everything horrible, racism and homophobia and climate change. And I think those are most of the things that are going to be coming up in these stories. But y'all have heard the trigger warning, you know. So grab yourself a glass of wine and enjoy the wine cellar and watch out for people just being total fucking assholes, right? So to start, we go to Sweden, where apparently, see, I keep hearing this shit about these Nordic countries, like they're so fucking progressive and they're so wonderful and amazing, and I guess they are if you're white. If you're not white or an immigrant, it might be a little bit different for you. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, I just take a drink of my pop there. A gay teen from Iran was told he has 3 weeks to leave Sweden after his asylum claim was rejected. Mehdi Shoker Koda is 19 years old, is a Christian, and says he fears for his life if he's forced to go back to Iran. Koda told the Gay Star News, I cannot live open as a gay in Iran. They won't understand. They'll just kill you. Last year, the Migration Board in Sweden rejected Koda's asylum claim, saying there wasn't enough evidence he was gay and Christian. Mm-hmm. Okay. And in appealing the decision, Koda's boyfriend, Carlo Rapisarda, age 22, appeared before the board. We live together. We love each other. We've known each other a long time. Isn't that evidence enough? Okay, so, like, how do you fucking live, be a man in a sexual relationship with another man that you live with, who's your partner, and they say, we don't actually know if you're gay. All right. But apparently that wasn't enough, since the board said there's no foolproof test to determine whether someone is gay. There's not a scientific way. You can't hook him up to cables and check. What the fuck? Alright, the Swedish Federation for LGBT Rights also wrote a letter on Koda's behalf. There's no doubt, the letter said, Mehdi is gay and in need of protection. The Migration Board rejected Koda's appeal, saying he was unable to explain his coming out process. What the fuck does that even mean? Koda signed a paper saying he had 3 weeks to leave the country. Even though he will not be forcibly put on a plane, he will have to live as an undocumented person in Sweden if he stays. But now that the case has gotten international media attention, he says he is sure that the Iranian authorities know he's gay. Authorities in Iran will absolutely figure it out. They'll ask questions. If they find out I'm Christian or I'm gay or that I tried to seek asylum, they will not understand that. They will execute me. While he and Rapisarda could get married, they cannot organize a marriage in such a short time in Sweden. Okay, so, this is wild. All right. There's an estimated 300,000 Christians in Iran, and there have been Christians in Iran for almost 2,000 years. Recently, though, the government has cracked down on converts to Christianity, which can be punished with 10 years in prison. Koda was baptized in Sweden, and the Migration Board said that his thoughts and reflections on Christianity weren't good enough to prove he's really a Christian. I just want to know how stringent they are about, other immigrants from, you know, white, like, do they grill people from France like this? Like, I just want to know. They're planning to appeal the decisions, saying that international media attention will make it impossible for Koda to return to Iran. That's fucking awful, like, in every way. And now, of course, the media is, you know, blowing up the story, so they're not gonna, I don't know. I don't want to be, like, all, what's the word? I just lost the word, but, like, you know, I don't want to be the depressing one here, but, yeah, he's going to get sent back, and he's going to die. And then everyone's going to talk about how bad they feel about it, even though they sent him there to die anyway, as these things tend to go, in my humble, cynical fucking opinion. All right, and since we're covering, if y'all have seen the videos, you know, we have, like, the TV, in between our chairs. I just nailed my fucking arm on the TV and kind of hurts. I'm going to cry. Since we're talking about LGBTQ issues, let's move on to Russia. And yeah, I know the Russian news that Rachel Maddow doesn't cover, oddly enough. And I feel like we've covered a lot of Russia LGBTQ stories because that's just how shitty it is over there. I remember when they had the concentration camps. I don't even know if they still do. But y'all remember that? They were rounding up gay folks in Chechnya. Was it Chechnya? No. Georgia? And yeah, executing people and disappearing people. And it was like a whole situation. Yeah. All right. And then there was the, LGBT conference for parents who were LGBTQ or had kids who were LGBTQ, and protesters got it shut down and were like throwing acid on the conference organizers. Yeah, there's a lot going on in Russia. So Russian LGBTQ activist, Yelena Grigorieva was found dead in St. Petersburg with multiple stab wounds and signs of strangulation, and it is believed she was targeted by a website designed to quote-unquote hunt gay people. The website promoted a twisted game based on the Saw horror movie franchise, encouraging users to upload details of LGBTQ people, including photos and addresses for others to find and attack. What the fuck? I hate everything. The site was taken down by authorities last week after more than a year online. Wow, glad they got that shit together in a timely fucking fashion. So it was online for a year, but just days before her death, Grigorieva had posted a warning about the website on her Facebook page, saying it had been blocked and kept reappearing. According to the Russian website Fontanka, her body was found the night of July 21st near her home, and authorities have detained a 40-year-old resident of Bashkortostan. I don't know how to say it. It's Bashkortostan, if anybody feels like Googling it. All right, so this has been apparently an ongoing thing. The Russian LGBTQ network said in a Facebook post, "We're deeply saddened and express condolences to Yelena's family, friends, and loved ones. The network would like to acknowledge that Grigorieva's name has been previously appeared on a homophobic website titled The Saw, alongside the names of other Russian LGBTQ rights defenders. We have prepared some brutal and dangerous..." Oh, okay. This is a quote from the website. They said, "We have prepared some brutal and dangerous presence for these LGBTQ activists." Holy shit. It remains unclear who stands behind these threats, but it was noted there was no noticeable reaction when Grigorieva and her lawyer approached law enforcement about the threats. Wow. Grigorieva's friend and fellow activist Dinar Idrisov posted on Facebook saying Grigorieva had recently become the victim of violence and she had often been threatened with murder. He added Yelena and her lawyer addressed law enforcement about the violence and the threats, but there was no reaction. She asked a friend in case of her death to take care of her cat when she started to be threatened with murder. She promised to do it to calm her down, although the friend did not believe the... They say the realization of the threats. I think that's just a bad transaction. Jesus. A bad translation. So, okay. Apparently it was so serious she started making like end of life plans. Jesus. All right. Grigorieva campaigned for LGBTQ rights, demonstrated against inhumane treatment of prisoners, and advocated for other human rights issues. May she rest in power. That's fucking rough. Oof. All right, and last story on the agenda is about climate change, because apparently folks don't know this is going on. Folks know climate change is going on, I think, I hope. They just don't realize the extent of it. So this is off the independent.co.uk. Vast swaths of the Arctic are suffering from unprecedented wildfires, according to new satellite images. North of the Arctic Circle, the high temperatures are facilitating enormous wildfires, which are wreaking ecological destruction on a colossal scale. It comes after the world's hottest June on record, which has been followed by a devastating heat wave in the U.S., with Europe forecast for the same treatment later this week. Satellite images reveal fires across Greenland, Siberia, and Alaska, with warm, dry conditions following ice melt on the enormous Greenland ice sheet commencing a month earlier than average. Great. Pierre Marcuse, a satellite photography expert, posted images showing smoke billowing across massive areas of uninhabited and wild land. The pictures show forest fires burning peat. They also reveal the extent of the damages that the fires leave behind. In Alaska, wildfires have already burned more than 1.6 million acres of land. Wow, that's a lot of fucking land. Mark Parrington, a senior scientist at the European Center for Medium-Range Weather Forecast, said the amount of CO2 emitted by the Arctic wildfires between June 1st and July 21st... It's always awkward when you're trying to read shit that's, like, from a European publication because they do the dates differently, right? Instead of saying June 1st, it says 1 June. It always trips me up. All right. So the levels of CO emitted between June 1st and July 21st, 2019, is around 100 megatons and is approaching the entire 2017 fossil fuel carbon emissions of Belgium. Holy shit. All right. I think it's fair to say that the July Arctic Circle wildfires are now at unprecedented levels, having surpassed previous highest Copernicus GFAS, I don't know what GFAS is, estimated total CO2 emissions 2004 and 5, and last month's 50 megatons, and is still increasing. Oh, he tweeted this, and this is actually at @M_Parrington. I'm just going to go to it real quick and see. Yeah, 118 likes, 154 retweets. Okay. All right. So apparently folks are getting into this. All right, let me click back to this article. The World Meteorological Organization, WMO, has described the fires as unprecedented. Everyone's just saying unprecedented. Could y'all please pick a different word? Trump ruined it, all right? And warned of the enormous impact they are having on CO2 levels, contributing to the climate crisis. In June alone, yeah, okay, so this is just a repeat from another person who said the same thing as the previous guy. Okay. Although wildfires are common in the Northern Hemisphere between May and October, the latitude and intensity of these fires, as well as the length of time they have been burning for, has been particularly unusual. And that's a quote from Dr. Parrington. The ongoing Arctic fires have been most severe in Alaska and Siberia. Because, you know, when you think of a place that has wildfires, you fucking think of fucking Siberia. Jesus Christ. Where some have been large enough to cover almost 100,000 football fields or the whole... some city that we don't know. In Alberta, Canada, one fire is estimated to have been bigger than 300,000 pitches. In Alaska alone, CAMS have registered 400 wildfires this year, with new ones still igniting every day. Well, it's a good thing that climate change doesn't exist. Wow. But, you know, just keep in mind that as, like, you know, the right wing says that climate change doesn't exist, that Trump, the Trump dynasty organization, whatever, filed for permits to build seawalls on their golf courses in Ireland due to water level rise because of climate change. It actually, like, if you actually go look at the permits, you can find them there online. It was covered. But yeah, if you actually look at the permits they have to build the seawalls, it literally says, like, in the application, because of climate change. So yeah, Trump golf courses will be safe. His fan base won't, but that's why I call them Cult 45. All right, y'all, let me get up out of here. I said it was going to be a short show. Those are your three articles to let you know a little bit about what's going on in the rest of the world. Yeah, try to stay safe. Do something nice for yourself. Do something nice for someone else. If something nice happens to involve dropping coins on people, you can always hit us up at paypal.me/phoenixandwilliam or patreon.com/winecellarmediafund. And a special shout out to Mr. Dueling, who most recently contributed to PayPal, and that was very nice and generous, and we appreciate that. All right, I'm fucking out of here. Just try to stay safe, y'all. It's a jungle out there.